Earth, sky.
In the past year, African nations like Kenya and Uganda have been investing heavily in green technologies, for example, renewable energy and organic agriculture. Here's economist Stephen Stone of the United Nations Environment Program.
They're saying, well, if I do have, for example, limited ability to purchase oil, what can I do to increase my self-sufficiency? What kind of technologies will permit me to leapfrog an older, dirtier technology?
For example, he said a geothermal plant is currently in the works in Kenya. He also talked about Uganda, whose per capita income is only about $1,000 a year. He said Uganda first began to invest in organic farming because its people couldn't afford commercial fertilizer.
Inorganic agriculture in Uganda, which has grown to about $23 million a year now from a base of $3 million a year in 2003. And it's now gotten to the point where it's producing significant revenues for small farmers in Africa.
Stone said that green policies that are economically successful can set benchmarks for the whole continent.
Many people, when they think of Africa, they think of a landscape where many things are going wrong and there's many crises. And I think the story about the green economy transition in Africa is one about hope and optimism.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.